Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, today's scripture reading invites us to ask the question, what really matters? What really matters to you, to me? And is it what really matters to God? A veteran pastor once told me, he said, Dick, many pastors get themselves in hot water over things that don't really matter. And that statement is probably true not only of pastors, but of all of us in all our situations and relationships, that sometimes perhaps we are too eager to say, here I stand. Perhaps we are ready and willing and too eager to take a stand before we fully understand the situation. What really matters? What really matters to God can be expressed in two words. Saving sinners. And aren't you glad? Because that means there's hope for you. And I'm so glad because that means there is hope, and it's a certain hope for me in Jesus Christ. He came into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And when you look at the sweep of Scripture, when you see the ministry of Jesus, when you hear him speak of his mission, when you listen to his parables of the kingdom, you cannot escape the fact, thank God, that what matters most to God is saving sinners. That's a cause worth dying for. Jesus thought so, and he calls us to think likewise. He says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. He defined his mission in that way. And elsewhere he said, even as the Father has sent me, so also I send you. We do not save anyone, to be sure. Thank God the work of salvation is not up to us, for then we would bumble it and bungle it completely, and all would be lost, as Martin Luther said so eloquently in his sacristy prayer. If I were left to myself, I should surely bring it all to utter ruin. But to us is entrusted the message of salvation. I was teaching an adult instruction class a few years ago, and we were nearing the end of the class and the course, and I had taught a session on the last things, on death and judgment and heaven and hell. And at the end of the class, a young woman came up to speak to me, one of our prospective members, and tears were streaming out of her eyes and down her cheeks. And I thought to myself, boy, I really messed it up this time. But I said, Heidi, what's wrong? Are you all right? And she said, Pastor, I was listening to what you were saying. And if hell really is so horrible, and if heaven really is so beautiful, how can we not tell everyone about Jesus? And she said it with tears, and I believe God honored her tears and was honored by her tears, and I believe God was pleased with her spirit that was expressed in those tears of compassion and care and concern for those who do not yet know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. What really matters to you? Is it what really matters to God? Is it the salvation of sinners? Or does something else occupy our prime time? Does something else occupy our best efforts? Does something else take the focus of our highest gifts and our most fervent prayers? I believe that to the extent our lives lose their focus on the fact that the prime concern of God is the saving of sinners, to that extent our lives become disjointed and disconnected and fragmented. Try this the next time a problem comes into your life. Try this the next time you feel yourself getting anxious and worried and upset over something in this life. It's not to say that it's not important, because it may very well be something important, but just ask yourself, how does this problem affect my salvation? How does this situation, this flat tire, this dead battery, this cold, this bad grade by my child, this disagreement I've just had with my spouse, how does this affect my salvation? And I believe that that question will put that problem in perspective. As an 84-year-old woman in New Jersey was fond of saying, when she would encounter problems in her life, and she was a blessed, and still is, thank God, a blessed saint of God, a shining light and example to people like me, she would often say when problems came into her life, and she had many, in the light of eternity, she would say, in the light of eternity, what does it matter? In this last week of October, as we approach the celebration of the Reformation, we remember that we are heirs of the Reformation and spiritual descendants of Martin Luther, and how blessed we are to know the Articulum Stantis et Cadentis Ecclesiae, the article of the standing and of the falling of the church, that we know what really matters. It is that truth that Jesus Christ embodied. It is that truth which he lived. It is that truth for which he gave his life. And as he breathed his last, he declared his mission accomplished. And very early on the morning of the first day of the week, God the Father said, Amen, to his Son, and raised him from death, never to die again. And that truth is this, that a sinner is justified before God only and entirely by the grace of God through faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ. That truth is the battering ram that we, the Church of God, use to break through the gates of hell to rescue lost and dying sinners from their prison of unbelief and sin and condemnation. The gates of hell will not prevail against the Church of Jesus Christ. That's our Lord's promise. And he always keeps his promises. Christ wants us to be an army on the move, an army on the offensive, battering down the gates of hell with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's a battle worth fighting. That's a cause worth dying for. That's a cause worth living for. And if we get into hot water for that, we can rejoice and be glad. And then we can say, with a clear conscience and a glad heart, here I stand. Your salvation is what really matters to God. He spared no expense to rescue you and to bring you back to him. He gave his own beloved Son for you. And we are reminded how precious we are to the Lord every time we come to his table and hear him say to us, take and eat, this is my body for you. Drink of this cup, it is my blood shed for you, for the remission of your sins, saving sinners. Saving sinners. That's what really matters to God. Thank God that's true. We ask ourselves, what really matters to us? Lord, give us the mind of Christ. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all understanding stand guard over our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.